Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is
Hello, everybody.
We're on the second issue of First Appearances.
Yeah, our first appearance story arc-ish. Yeah.
I know we've covered a couple in
but
the
don't
past.
Worry, we'll cover them again.
We'll probably do a quick run through of those again. But
we'll do a quick rundown of those.
Thank you. But yeah, so we're going to move along. And we are going to the first appearance of Captain America, which happened, ironically, in Captain America Comics, number one.
Hey!
Kind of.
Wait, what do you mean kind?
I'll get to that in a second. So, it was printed by Timely Comics in 1941. Timely Comics was pre-Marvel.
Yep.
Like, I mean, it was Marvel, but not Marvel.
This I know.
Yes. Well, just for people who didn't know.
No, I was just saying.
But I'm also looking at you
this.
As I'm telling you.
I actually already knew this, so. Well,
that's a good trivia.
Look at that.
Look at that. And Captain America was created by Joe Simon and Jack Kirby. And so the reason I said, yeah, his outfit,
yeah,
his drawing.
The fact that he's super scrawny, too.
The long neck. Uh-huh. The reason I say that this is kind of his first appearance was that technically he was in an advert in the Human Torch comics number 3. Talking about the upcoming Captain America comics, like a year before it even came out. And also there was another advertisement later on in the issue to where you could join the Captain America Junior
something
club and meet Bucky. I don't know. So yeah, so technically Captain America, his first appearance was Human Torch number 3. Human Torch comics number 3. So we did that. It was the advert. Hey, that was the issue. That was the episode.
Alright, we're done.
No. But yeah, so I mean I'll just go ahead and hop into it. It's actually fairly simple. This issue is like 60 some pages. There are about 5 tales of Captain America and like 1 or 2 tales that are not him. So I'll just run through it somewhat quickly, as quick as I can. The premise that everybody knows of Captain America, where he was a scrawny soldier, wanted to do good for his country, but just I'm not even going to say
the physical prowess for it.
Yes. He gets put into this experiment run by Ron Jeremy. That
I'm sorry, by what?
Tell me that's not Ron Jeremy. Guy on the bottom.
Oh, that's yeah. So, he's just a little too tall.
No, he's not.
Oh, no, he's not. Oh, my God. It is the hedgehog. Oh. That's god awful.
Like he
I'll
gets,
never unsee that.
You're welcome. He gets experimented on, gives these the super soldier serum. The
it
Germans.
Pee-pee, though.
Do you ever see that Rooster Teeth skit about that?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I'll show you later. Remind me. I lost my train of thought. He gets infiltrated by the Germans, by the Nazis, and obviously kills the doctor and Captain America. Prevail, saves the day. That is the basis of Captain America. The movie, Captain America First Avenger, did it fairly well. It's fairly iconic. So that is the first story, with the exception of at the very end of the first story, Steve Rogers apparently is, Private Steve Rogers, sorry. He is overseeing this Camp Lehigh? I'm assuming it's some boot camp over in somewhere in America here. But he's like just it seemed to me like a just like a Boy Scout camp. Because this is where he meets Bucky. And then Bucky, who is kind of infatuated with Captain America, saying he's like a really cool guy and all this stuff. He's saving everybody.
Maybe it's like the ROTC program.
Maybe. Who knows? But Bucky walks into Steve's tent without, you know, announcing himself as Steve is changing into Captain America. And instead of, like, I didn't even know what you could do at that situation. He recruits him into being Bucky.
Surprise, I was dressing up to surprise you, Bucky.
Yeah, it's really odd, really weird, but...
You caught me with my pants down, kid.
Almost. And that's the situation where it's like, okay, well, these pants are going to stay down. You're going to do something for me. I'm just kidding. Gross. Captain America is really...
I mean, you did say Boy Scouts, but...
That's what it seems like, but I know it's not. But at the same time, Bucky's like 10 years old. Why is there a 10-year-old in a military camp?
Remember Major Payne?
It's been too damn long. But yes, bit. I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. I guess in the 70s and 80s, parents always threatened sending their kids to military camp. So yeah, I guess that makes sense. We'll go into the second story, which is Captain America and Bucky apparently stopping this weird looking feller from, and this other like mind reader from blowing up American structures.
I'm gonna blow up shit with my mind.
Basically, he was basically a psychic. But it turns out these guys were really working for the Germans. Fucking shocker.
Nazi lovers.
Yeah. And they were planting bombs before.
And then timers. Making it sound like they,
yeah. They, we knew this was going to happen. And everybody in the crowd's all like, oh, how did they know? This is amazing. These guys know what they're doing. This is crazy. At no point in time do they ever think,
see,
they're setting this shit up.
Exactly. And see, that's why I said, like, this stuff works back then. But now we're more paranoid.
Well, yeah, we are.
We have so little trust.
I also need to point out, and I didn't say this before, the lady in the first section, when the military is coming to the secret base where Cap is getting his serum, she was disguised as an older, like, proprietor of the shop. Like an old lady, gnarled hands, whatever. Apparently it was a mask and all this. It was the Agent X-13. Yeah, weird. However, her real name is Betty Ross. Yeah.
Like
Hawks.
Yeah.
Betty. Yeah. Turns out, and I had to look this one up, because when I read that, I'm like, wait, so Cap had a thing for Betty before for Hawk?
Man, she had a thing for Super Dick.
Different Betty. This one, actually, they not retconned it, but they worked it into where this is her aunt. So,
I mean, that makes sense.
It makes more sense.
Well, it really does, because back in the day, they used to name everybody after everybody else.
Well, yes, like, but also because this is the 40s.
That's why every Italian has an Uncle Tony.
Hold on.
Hey, Bella, what's your uncle's name?
Actually, I don't have an Uncle Tony.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You have a brother, Tony.
I do have a brother, Tony.
That counts. We're counting it.
Okay.
We retconned it. It counts.
No, because this is the 40s, and Hulk and Betty Ross didn't actually show up until the 60s. I want to say 64. So that's why it makes it out like this is her aunt.
That makes
it
sense.
It works.
Is this like Cap almost banging his granddaughter, or his daughter? Granddaughter? Great aunt? I don't know. What?
That would... In the movies?
Yeah.
No, that was his... That was... Peggy was her aunt.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. We're good.
Okay.
It's safe. We're good. I couldn't remember.
Sharon Carter. Yeah. Is who you're thinking of. Yes. Agent 13. Oh. Sorry, I just clicked.
Really?
Well, Agent 13, X-13. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why I... When you said X-13, I was like...
Oh, see, I thought you were giving me that because X, like, 23.
Oh, well, what about just Weapon X?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
But, like, but no, actually, I was the Agent 13, but I thought that was...
That didn't click. Learning new things. There's a story...
See, we just know so much that it all gets mangled inside there, and then it comes out like we don't know anything.
Look, I'm not going to lie. When we did the 2018 200,000 issues of Avengers last arc...
Yeah.
A lot of that mangled together because did so much. I read so much in so little time.
Yep. Well, I actually read through the whole book, like not just the
stuff you're covering,
because I wanted to know what was going on.
So did I. Well, and it also helps out because it's literally budding up from what we left to current. So, yeah. Let's see. There's an actual written story here of Cap stopping Nazis from poisoning soup. Yeah,
like in
the camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I didn't read it. I did a summary out of that one. This one has got Cap facing off against the...
We should also point out that Captain America's shield in this one...
Oh, it's the classic.
Yeah, it's actually like a kite shield shape. It's not the round shield.
They had that in the movie, didn't they? I think there was like a little Easter egg. They did.
Yeah.
Like he pulls it up and then Steve sees the actual shield that he uses underneath. So that's fun. There's a rat vampire thing playing chess with people's lives.
To what?
Rat vampire.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
Actually, I think what was
his
name?
It's a Nazi.
Well, yeah, they're all Nazis. What was this dumbass's name? I can't remember. Rat again or something like that. That's not
to Rat again.
Thank you for that. No, actually, his name is like Rat something.
Rat bastard.
Rathkins.
Ratkins.
Rath. R A T H. C-O-N-S. C-O-N-E.
Rathcone?
Rathcone?
Rathcone? Like he's a gangster?
Kinda. Up top there.
Yeah. Rathcone?
Rathcone. Rathcone. Just that he's moving people in the place, killing... He's having his men kill these American soldiers, whatever. Bucky kind of like... stumbles upon it, and then instead of killing Bucky, because Bucky was one of the ones that this guy was gonna kill,
yeah,
he's like, no, I'm gonna wait until Captain America gets here and I'm gonna kill them both at the same time. So when Captain America shows up, it doesn't go real well. Obviously, it's so fucking dumb.
Like, how dumb?
Like, bad dumb. Like, it's just dumb. I can't. I can't.
We also have to remember that this is all propaganda for World War II.
Yep.
So basically, like, these comics were made to send to...
Captain America specifically.
Yeah. Were made to send overseas to, like, our soldiers that were actually, you know, fighting against, yep. You know, Nazis. Because
we entered the war in, what, 40...
Two, was it 44. 40? 44?
Chris, one, we were in the war for at least 3 years. It ended in 45.
Maybe it was 42.
See, I don't know my history enough.
1941.
Okay. So, yeah. So, that's probably why, again, the iconic Captain America issue or cover where he's punching out Hitler. You know.
That old chestnut.
Exactly. But the biggest thing out of this first issue is the introduction of the Red Skull. But not the Red Skull we know. It is Red Skull.
What the fuck?
But it's not... Oh, shit, what's his name?
Agent Smith.
Yeah. what's his actual name, though?
I don't remember.
Schmidt? It's not Schmidt.
Yeah, there you go.
This was an American, what's the, not sap, well, American saboteur, but were you like the...
Defector?
Yeah, I guess. It was some guy who was... what's the dude's name? I can't remember. He had like some businesses that were failing, and he's like, okay, I'm going to go to the Nazis because they will actually give me money. Mr. Maxon from Maxon Aircraft Inc. Sure.
Yeah, because they're poor aircraft owners.
Look, I don't know, dude. But one thing I like...
That must have been before the government gave them bailouts for billions or millions of dollars.
Every other year, probably. One thing I like is that Cap and Skull are fighting. Skull, like, breaks a chair over Cap and knocks him out. And Bucky's just standing on outside just watching. Like, you can do this,
kid.
Cap.
He's like, man, Cap looks like he's got it handled in there. I really don't want to walk in there and get the shit kicked out of me by some old dude.
Well, but he does go in. He does attack Skull. And then Skull, like, whips around and tries to get Bucky, and that's when Captain America wakes up. Like, oh, wait, you... I'm cutting that out.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yep. You guys won't know what I just said. I cut it out. Yeah, so it... I think that is... Yeah, that's the actual end of Cap in the comics. The fact that, and I know this guy, Maxon shows up, I think, one more time before, I don't know why I shut you off, before Red Skull Schmidt shows up. I think he shows up in issue 3. But this was also printed out quarterly, I believe, instead of monthly. They were for these comics, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of that.
Yeah.
So that's how we end this one. Just not even this. It wasn't bad. Like I did enjoy it, but I also have to remember to put my mindset in that time frame, and the dialogue was just terrible.
Well, the dialogue, the story premise, you know.
Yeah.
Because they don't actually build up stories in these. It's more like it's just kind of. It reminds me of Sunday morning comics.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because you don't have like at most 3 panels. Maybe 4.
Yeah.
To tell the story. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. I can agree with that one. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more first appearances.